Listener support allows KRVS to provide exceptional programs in unprecedented times. You can help make sure that we can continue to grow to meet the ever-changing needs of our community. Contribute to your local source for news and information, music and culture at krvs.org.
Acadiana Center for the Arts has a new lineup of live music performances coming in October. The Almond Betts Band plays October 5th and 6th, followed by the Del McCurry Band on October 14th. Brooklyn-based band The Lone Bellow will take the stage on October 19th. More information about these and other arts and entertainment events is available at acadianacenterforthearts.org and on Facebook and Instagram.
Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden held a virtual meeting with other world leaders this morning to talk about climate change. Biden says the United States is setting a goal to cut greenhouse gas emissions by the end of this decade.
The United States is committed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions between 50 and 52% below 2005 levels by the year 2030.
The leaders' discussion comes ahead of a world climate summit planned for November in Scotland. An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration is meeting today. Members of the panel are reviewing drug maker Pfizer's request to provide a third shot of its COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer says its data suggest this is advisable, but some health experts disagree. They want to see more data that show breakthrough COVID infections are putting more people into the hospital. Healthcare rationing in Idaho is expanding statewide because of high numbers of COVID-19 hospitalizations. The move means only patients most likely to survive will be given access to hospital ICU beds. From Boise State Public Radio, Rachel Cohen has more.
It's the first time in Idaho history that crisis standards of care have been enacted. Last week, the designation came for North Idaho. It's now been expanded statewide.
I am scared. I'm scared for all of us.
Dr. Stephen Nemerson is the chief medical officer at St. Alphonsus, a health system based in Boise. Crisis standards means hospitals can choose who gets life-saving medical care and who doesn't, if it comes to that. Nemerson says patient care will inevitably decline.
Simply because a caregiver can't get to a patient fast enough.
Idaho's vaccination rate is among the lowest in the country. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Cohen in Boise.
U.S. Capitol Police have beefed up security around the U.S. Capitol, including setting up fencing. This comes ahead of a far-right rally that's set for tomorrow called Justice for January 6th. It's a reference to the deadly riot at the Capitol. NPR's Windsor Johnston has more.
More than 500 people have been charged in the insurrection, including members of extremist groups such as Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. They face a raft of federal charges for breaching security, assaulting police, and defacing the Capitol building. The far-right demonstration, organized by a former Trump campaign staffer, is ostensibly being held to defend nonviolent protesters who were arrested on January 6th. The FBI says there's no credible information suggesting violence is planned for Saturday's rally, but congressional leaders say Capitol Police will be on high alert. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 202 points at 34,548. The Nasdaq is down about 135 points. This is NPR News. Ohio Republican Congressman Anthony Gonzalez says he will not run for re-election next year. The first-term lawmaker voted to impeach former President Donald Trump. Gonzalez has faced extraordinary criticism, and he was censured by the Ohio Republican Party. Gonzalez says he'll leave Congress due to the, quote, toxic dynamics in the Republican Party. Japan's ruling party has started the campaign to elect a new leader. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul the party winner is expected to replace the country's outgoing prime minister, who is quitting after less than a year in office.
Elections for president of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party are on the 29th of this month. The LDP will pick the next prime minister because of its majority in the lower house of parliament. Polls this month showed Taro Kono in the lead. He's currently the minister in charge of Japan's vaccine rollout. He graduated from Georgetown University and is seen as a reformer and a maverick. He's up against two female and one male candidate, but the race is not just about popularity. The winner needs to get the backing of powerful factions within the party. Japan has seen a lot of one-term prime ministers in its recent history, and many Japanese are hoping for a more stable leadership. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
The main regional bloc in West Africa, ECOWAS, is imposing sanctions on the nation of Guinea. Soldiers toppled the Guinean president this month. He had angered many by trying to seek a third term in office. West African leaders say the new military junta in Guinea is not moving fast enough to restore civilian rule. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Cyber Reason, a cybersecurity company dedicated to ending the fear of ransomware. While attackers hold businesses to ransom, Cyber Reason works to protect them. More at cyberreason.com/ransom.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRBS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. And we hope you stay tuned at that time for more good music on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. We're going to head off to France and turn the clock back to July of 1973 and listen to Clarence Gatemouth Brown, recorded along with Arnett Cobb on tenor sax and Milt Buckner on organ. Here's Gatemouth Brown doing his version of a classic recorded back in the mid-1940s by Louis Jordan. Gatemouth Brown with his rendition of Caledonia.
My baby, she got great big feet. She long, lean, and lank, and had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, cause Caledonia is her name. Caledonia, Caledonia, what make your big ass so hot? Mom, I love you just the same. I'll always love you, cause Caledonia is your name. My mama told me to leave Caledonia alone. No kidding, fellas, that's just what she told me. She said, son, don't bother with that woman because she's no good. Leave her alone, leave her alone. But mama never did know what Caledonia was putting out. So I'm going down to Caledonia's house and ask her one more time. Caledonia! Caledonia!
What the company just so hard? I love you just the same. I'll always love you cause Caledonia is your name.
Okay, the name of the song will be Miss Glory B. Oh, Miss Glory B, Miss Glory B. You know somebody been talking about poor me. Somebody been talking about poor me. Yeah, why they wanna treat me so bad? Oh Lord, I just can't see. I try to treat everybody right. My doorbell starts to ring in the morning. It rings all night. Something wrong. Oh man, I just can't see. Bother nobody, but they're all time talking about me.
From Holly Springs, Mississippi, and recorded in New York back in 1988, the late R.L. Burnside with a number called Miss Glory B. Before that, we heard Clarence Gatemouth Brown, along with Arnett Cobb on sax, and also Milt Buckner on organ, doing a rendition of the Louis Jordan tune, Caledonia. And again, that was recorded in France back in July of 1973. The French recorded a number of really great blues artists during the 1970s. It was a tough decade for a lot of blues players and jazz players, too. Disco was all the rage, all that sort of thing. But a company called Discs Black and Blue did record a number of American blues players that music ended up being released here in the States at some later point. A case in point was Louis Jordan. We heard Gatemouth Brown doing his rendition of Caledonia. Here's Louis Jordan, recorded back in November of 1973, about 15 months before his passing. His star had long since declined on on the horizon, basically. His style of jump blues was very popular from the mid-40s on into the 1950s. But still a great job, Louis Jordan on vocals and alto sax. Here he is with It's a Lowdown Dirty Shame.
Thank you. drinking that wine, drinking that mess to their delight. And when they get high, they start singing all night. Drinking wine's boldy, oldy, drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, oldy, drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, oldy, drink wine.
Wine.
Hey, said bottle to me. Drinking that mess to their delight. And when it gets rough, they start fighting all night. Knocking down windows and kicking down doors. Drinking by the gallons and screaming for more. Drinking wine's boldy, oldy, drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, oldy, drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, oldy, drink wine.
Wine.
Here's that bottle to me. Hi! Hi! Hello, baby! Bottle to me, look out! Drink that mess. Put that bottle down, rip. Give old Papa Lucy, sweet Lucy. If you want to get along in some strange town, buy some wine and pass it around. All of them cats will think you fine. All of them cats, they love sweet wine. Drinking wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Pass that bottle to me. I've got a nickel, if you got a dime, let's get together and buy some wine. Some by the fifths, some by the quart. When you buy blackberry, you're doing things smart. Drinking wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Wine's boldy, only drink wine.
Wine.
Give that bottle to me. Hi, hi, hi.
Wine, wine.
Hey, baby.
Wine, wine.
Sweet Lucy.
Wine.
Drinking Wine. That was Wynonie Harris. Harris first started really successfully performing in the Harlem Theater back in 1945, which was about the time that Louis Jordan was really, really hitting the charts big time. We heard Louis Jordan just before hearing Wynonie Harris, both of them great blues shouters. Jordan, of course, also a really fine alto sax. It's interesting how many people cite him as a source. Little Walter, a great blues harp player, said he used to listen to Louis Jordan's sax work. And that's where he got a lot of inspiration for some of his phrasings. We heard Louis Jordan from 1973 doing a number called Low Down Dirty Shame. Next year on KRVS, I'm going to stick with another Jump Blues classic. This one got to number two on the R&B charts in 1953. Amos Milburn on piano and vocals with his rendition of One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer.
One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on the spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One more nip and make it strong. I got to find my baby, it takes all night long. One scotch, one.
I would like to write a song about the moonlight, but I know I'll have to write the way I feel. How can I say the moon is bright when you're not with me at night? And to me, the moonbeams are not real. I would like to tell just why the stars are shining and just why they decorate the Milky Way. How can I write about the stars when it's cloudy in my heart and all my thoughts are of my darling Ruthie Mae? Like the wet that's in water, like the dawn that's in day, you're in my veins that remain that way, that way. Now it seems that all my songs are filled with sadness, for the sadness in my heart is here to stay. I know I'll never write a tune about the stars and about the moon until you return, my darling Ruthie Mae. Water like the dawn that's in day, you're in my veins there to remain that way, that way. Now it seems that all my songs are filled with sadness, for the sadness in my heart is here to stay. I know I'll never write a tune about the stars and about the moon until you return, my darling Ruthie Mae. Until you return, my darling Ruthie Mae.
Percy Mayfield. Percy Mayfield recorded back in July of 1951 a number called Ruthie Mae. He was recording for Specialty Records at the time. First started recording in the very late 1940s. He went to Specialty, actually Spream Records, I think it was, with 2 Years of Torture, a number that he thought Jimmy Witherspoon might record, but the record company said, no, you do it. And he had initially great success, but unfortunately he was involved in a car accident in 1952 that left him terribly disfigured. And after that, he didn't do that much in the way of any performances, and his writing dropped off somewhat. But for years, he still turned out some fabulous, fabulous tunes. Pieces like River's Invitation, Hit the Road, Jack, Please Send Me Someone to Love. And here we heard Ruthie Mae. Before we heard Percy Mayfield, we heard Amos Milburn from 1953 doing One Scotch, One Bourbon, and One Beer. Milburn, a big influence on a lot of people. He was on piano and vocals. Was it Fats Domino? I believe it was Fats Domino, cited him as a big influence. Got another Percy Mayfield song coming up next here on KRVS. This one done by a group called The Four Jacks, and from a disc called Deal With It that came out in 2013. The quartet includes Anson Funderburg on guitar, Big Joe Mayer of Big Joe and the Dynaflows on vocals and drums. Here they are doing the Percy Mayfield composition, I Don't Want to Be President.
Well, now, I'm not a big politician. Hell, I don't even want to be. You know, I wouldn't be the president if the whole world voted for me. For someone to have to tell me when I'd be alone and when to think. Or to have someone taste my cognac, baby, before I could take a drink. No, 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 partner, partner. That's not the role for me to play. No way. I said no, 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 partner, partner. That's not the role for me to play. For to be watched in all my happiness. Big man, I couldn't take that for a day. No way. Now just suppose I had a girlfriend and called her, and she lived way across the lake. You see, Commerce would know the whole conversation, man, because they'd have me on tape. Then I'd have to go on the television to tell all about my private life. I wouldn't mind the people knowing, man, but what about my wife? No, 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 partner. Presidents is not on my mind. I said no, 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 partner. Being the president's not on my mind. Because to do 4 years and never be private seemed too much to me like doing time. Ah, doing time. What's happening? Energy shortage and all that stuff. It'd be cheaper eating money than food, man, but still you wouldn't get enough. Then I'd have to tell the people when to sleep and when to think, how to eat and how to cook it, man. No, no, I could never do it that way. No, partner, being the president is not for me. I said, no, 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 partner, partner. The president I don't want to be. But if I run for mayor of my own hometown, I want all y'all to vote for me. Ah, man, that sounds good, man. Look at him. Here he comes right now. Look at him coming down the street. That's Mayor, Mayor. We call him District Mayor. Yeah. Mayor of my own hometown. But I ain't gonna be no president. No, 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 Lord. You can keep that presidency for all you people who think you know what you're doing. I'm not gonna be president.
Good day, everybody. Let me introduce myself. I'm Miss Goody Two Shoes. I live my life oh so well. But I'm tired of that good, clean living, and I want to have some fun. So tonight I'm going to hit the town and I'll get it done. Yeah, I'm going to find me no good, low down, dirty ride.
to sleep on the couch, and I'm going out tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna find me a no good, low down, dirty rotten guy. He'll buy me drinks till I've had my fill, and he'll dance with me all night. He'll have all the good looks, but none of the class, and he'll sure know how to shake it. Woo, I want a no good, low down, dirty rotten guy. Now every good girl's had a daydream. Tell herself that she won't be just another bedpost notch. But when she shakes herself, she'll realize that bridge she almost bought.
Joanne Parker from a disc she had out earlier this year called Out of the Dark. It's out of Minnesota, actually, Minneapolis. She's as well as a fine singer and also plays some guitar. She's a classically trained pianist. And that, of course, was a number called Dirty Rotten Guy. Before that, we heard the Four Jacks from a disc called Deal With It, again from 2013. They did a rendition and sort of an updating of the old Percy Mayfield tune, I Don't Want to Be President. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a brand new disc by Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps. Teresa James is out of Houston, Texas originally, and now out of the Los Angeles area with her band. Her latest disc is called Rose Colored Glasses, Volume 1. And from that disc, we're going to listen to her do a number called Once the World Stops Ending. Again, Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps.
Take a good look around. There's a whole new thing, babe. Texarkana, double back to Fort Worth, come on down to Dallas, change cars in Katy, oh, coming through to church, gone to Kansas City, all the way through Kansas, running through Missouri, Missouri to Chicago, all the way back to Fort Worth, Texas. I'm on my way. Yeah. Change cars on the TV. Leaving Fort Worth, Texas. Gone to Dallas. All the way to Carlton. Grand Saline. Silver Lake. Mineola. Alexandra, Big Sandy, Texarkana, oh, double back to Fort Worth, change cars in Decatur, leaving Dallas, Texas, coming through Rockwall, now to Greenville, Galveston, McAllister, Tarrytown, Muskogee, Fort Wagner, across to Kansas, Kansas City, Superior, change car, and jump in Sully. Oh yeah. Hello Springfield, I'm on the way to Chicago, Bloomington, Dolly. As if the highball pass on through. Oh, I'm on my way, Chicago. I'm on my way, Chicago. Grand Carson, 34th Street Depot, Polk Street Depot. I'm on my way. Oh, don't you know? Here I come, Chicago. Chicago.
Block here on KRVS from her 1995 disc, When a Woman Gets the Blues. That was her rendition of an old ragtime Henry Thomas tune from the 1920s called The Railroad and Some. Thomas had recorded a number of tunes that were later covered by other people. A Loving Spoonful did Fishing Blues, as did Taj Mahal. The band Canned Heat took his Bulldoze Blues and turned it into Going Up the Country. We're going to turn next to a number that actually Rory Block has this one on her disc, but we're going to go to the original. Music recorded by Maddie Delaney, originally from Mississippi. She only recorded a couple of tunes, but she was known for the topical songs that she did record and play, and she was also a guitarist. We're going to listen to her do a number called Tallahatchie River Blues that she recorded in 1930. Interesting song and interesting river. A lot of people are probably more familiar with it than they might realize, especially when you think of the song Ode to Billy Joe, which was about talking about the Tallahatchie River Bridge. Also, very sadly, the Tallahatchie River was where Emmett Till's body was found back in 1955. Here is Maddie Delaney, again from 1930.
Tallahatchie River rising.
keepers on Tallahatchie done lost everything they had. The people in the Delta wondering what to do. The people in the Delta wondering what to do. They don't build some levees, I don't know what become of you. High water rising got me trouble in mind. High water rising got me trouble in mind. I got to go and leave my daddy behind. Keep on rising, sure gonna follow him. Gonna pack my suitcase, go back to Tennessee. Gonna pack my suitcase, go back to Tennessee. For this Tallahatchie River done got the best of me.
recorded in 1929 during his first of four recording sessions. That was the godfather of Delta Blues, as he's sometimes called, Charlie Patton. Charlie Patton with a number called Down the Dirt Road Blues. Before we heard Charlie Patton here on KRVS, we heard music from Maddie Delaney. She did Tallahatchie River Blues. Again, she recorded that one back in 1930, obviously about a flood of the Tallahatchie River, which was usually fairly shallow, but... Anyway, it was not at the time they suffered that problem. Anyway, there were a lot of songs, of course, about the Mississippi flood of 1927. We're going to turn to one that was first recorded by Charlie Patton. He did this one also in 1929 at his second recording session, which was in October of 29. We're going to go, though, to Vienna in the year 2013, and listen to Joe Bonamassa on guitar and vocals doing his rendition of the old Charlie Patton tune, High Water Everywhere.
Word is
Once again, Joe Bonamassa. This is from a two-disc set called An Acoustic Evening at the Vienna Opera House. The set came out back in 2013. Some really great tunes, and of course, beautifully performed by Bonamassa. This one, once again, a number called High Water Everywhere, one that Charlie Patton recorded back in 1929. It's interesting how many of these old, basically rural-style blues songs have been maintained and reproduced over the years, over many, many decades. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRBS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're on Facebook at KRBS Public Media. And you can find us on the internet at krbs.org. That is our regular website. And we are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, as have we said many times, by listeners like you. And once again, we'd like to thank those of you who do support us and keep us on the air. We would not be here. You would not be hearing these broadcasts without that support. So we thank you. And if you're not a member, we hope you'll consider becoming one. You can pledge your financial support by going to krvs.org. Hit the donate button and give us a little financial help.